Tesco recalls rotten zombie food batch. Tesco Lotus has recalled a batch of frozen ready-to-eat meals from its shelves after a customer complained the food had spoiled long before its stated expiry date. The recall was issued on Monday, hours after customer Chanon Saintang posted photos online of what he said was a rotten meal purchased from Tesco's Sutisan branch. Mr. Chanon said he bought the box of frozen rice with stir-fried Korean-style pork late on Sunday and stored it in the fridge for several hours before heating it up in a microwave. Mr. Chanon claimed there was no aroma emanating from the box during the heating process. When he opened the box, however, he said the food generated a pungent stench and the rice had turned to an ash gray color, while chunks of pork were covered with a jelly-like substance. The product carried production serial number 211152A1 and was due to expire in November this year. He took pictures of the rotten food, which he labeled zombie food, and shared them on social media early on Monday. The post quickly received several responses from anxious consumers. Aichai Distribution System Company Limited, the operator of Tesco Lotus, promptly contacted Mr. Chanon and sent a branch manager and area manager to his home that evening to apologize. They offered him a gift set and an in-store voucher worth 1,500 baht. Mr. Chanon said he was told by the managers that four more items from the same batch had also spoiled in a similar way. The company yesterday posted a message under Mr. Chanon's zombie food post to explain what measures it had taken in the case. It said all Korean-style pork meals had been removed from shelves at all Tesco branches, and an investigation was underway to trace the cause of the problem. A staff member at Tesco's head office confirmed all the frozen products had been recalled and suggested customers experiencing similar problems could exchange or receive a refund on the affected item at any branch. She declined to make any further comment, saying the company would rather wait until the results of the investigation were known. Foundation for Consumers Food Alert System Officer Pachara Klaukla praised the company's prompt reaction, but suggested it would be better if the operator made an announcement to the public to alert customers to the problem.